Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You all right, Tom?
This is like hell.
What do you mean?
Big blinding lights on me.
We do this every week.
I know, but this week it's like hell because I'm so ill. But I've powered
But think about all the good things. We hit 100,000 subscribers between this episode. And the, I mean,
I don't care.
It's a little bit outdated.
I have 10 channels.
For us, in real time, we hit 100,000.
10, Jack.
You don't give a shit about any of them but this one.
I don't give a shit about anything.
100,000 subscribers. Thank you very much. Patreon's going well, you know. I'm wearing the socks you got me.
Oh, they're
Look
disgusting.
At them, the socks
I didn't
you
think
bought
you'd ever
me in
really,
Japan.
Truly wear them.
Yeah. I've
Jack,
got all sorts.
Shut up. I'm talking now.
It's not now. Now was never a
thing. I had it now.
Shut up. I'm talking.
Now.
I'm not going to say now. I'm not going to say now ever.
Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, Jack. Jack, Jack, Jack. Oh man,
mate, I've had a horrible 24 hours. It's like I'm fighting death herself. She's a girl in the Marvel comics.
She is in the Marvel universe. Yeah, I was about to ask if that was an
MCU. I base my views
reference.
On the Marvel universe.
You do?
Yeah. Jack, should I tell you about my worst moment of the week?
Yeah.
It only happened. Only happened about 10 hours ago, man. And by the way, any new viewers, look in a different episode about what the segment is. Because it might confuse you. I'm not going to explain it today.
You don't have it in you this week.
You can check a different episode around this time in the podcast quite early on. I'll explain it. Anyway, my worst moment of the week.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm feeling a little ill yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A little ill. Not terrible, a little ill.
I get into bed. Like Lil Wayne.
Sure.
Or perhaps Lil Yachty.
Okay.
Just any. It could be a bit akin to those guys.
Shut up, I'm talking. See, I used it.
Well
the signature thing.
So you're feeling a little ill.
So yeah, I go to bed feeling a little ill. I sleep and I wake up four times in the night, five times, six times. I'm thinking, what the hell? Oh my God, it must be 5 a.m. But this has been a horrible, horrible, horrible night's sleep. I check my phone, Jack. It's 1:42 a.m. At this point, I'm feeling miserable, Jack. All right? Wait, let me just... my brain's
working.
Yeah,
so far all you've told
today.
Me is you've just had a bit of shit sleep.
No. So I'm sweating everywhere, right? The bed sweat through. It's a king bed too. I bought myself a new bed.
Did you just take wet through and adapt it to the situation?
It's sweated through, right? I ping awake thinking, oh my God, it's finally time to get up. It's 1 a.m. I go, what the hell is happening? What the hell?
You've said this part three times.
Okay, so I'm up now. Now, I don't know if you know this, but when you wake up in your sleep or sometimes in the morning, your anxiety levels can be quite high.
Yes.
I've never been as anxious as I was 10 hours ago. Here's what happened, Jack. I haven't worried about getting cancelled since about 2021, but I pinged awake. And this is what happened. My brain said, Tom, you've done something wrong. And it's going to come out, Tom. But here's the thing. You thought it was right, but you don't know what it was. So what I start doing at 2 a.m. is I start thinking about everything I've done.
To figure out which one of them was the culprit.
I thought was right, but it was wrong. And not every bad thing, everything I've done. Ever. And so I'm scanning through my brain, and at this point, I'm fucking freaking out, man. I'm panicking because I know it's all going to happen, and I need to be prepped for it.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking the fuck out, and I'm sweating, and I'm just this mess. And then I think, you know what? Fuck this. I can't do this any longer. So I ring my mum. I go, Mum, I've done something wrong, but I don't know what.
What time do you ring your mum?
3 a.m. She answers. I go, Mum, I've done...
She answers?
I go, Mum, I've done something... Oh, and I'm starting to see the shapes, too. You remember the shapes?
Oh, the shapes. Very big, the shapes. Millions of views on Instagram and TikTok. Millions.
Oh,
people
really?
Love the shapes.
Well, I'm starting to... I started seeing the shapes and the oil rigs and shit, and I started...
Oil rigs?
I started panicking,
whole
man.
Rigs?
And this
you
whole
are
night,
ill, man.
I've been reading Amy Poehler's book from Parks and Recreation, so I keep thinking that she's going to show up. She's a part of the shapes now. And I keep, and she has a big argument with
you
me.
You were so ill, you thought Amy Poehler was going to show up.
I'm
and
so
what,
convinced.
guide you through the illness?
So anyway, I ring my mum and I go, Mum, so I've done something wrong, but I don't know what. She goes, Tom, it's okay, I think you're just anxious. I go, no, Mum, I've done something wrong and it's all going to come out. But I don't know what, Mum, because I thought it was right. And she goes, Tom, I think you should have some paracetamol. I go, all right. So I have some paracetamol. I hang up on my mum. I'm feeling a lot better now. But then I see at 10 p.m. I got a text from Tubbo. Said, yo, you free to call? Now, ordinarily, I think he just wants to call, but not at 3 a.m.
No,
3 a.m., I thought, oh, my God.
He knows what you did.
I thought, he hates me. He hates me because all this time I've been doing these little making fun of him, and it's all actually been bullying him up, and he's sad now.
You bullied him.
And he's going to ring me about this, and I think it's 3 a.m. I shouldn't ring him, but I'm so anxious, so I'll ring him. And he wakes up and goes, hello? And I go, Toby, you can't hate me. I'm sorry for everything. He goes, what the fuck? I go, I'm sorry. Did you ring me? He's like, no, it was about work. And I go, oh, you just never text me. You want to call? And he goes, I'm sorry. I go, no, I'm sorry for everything.
Sounds like you made a lot of amends last night.
I did. And then I finally fell back to sleep.
I think you might be. This sounds like, you know, the plot of A Christmas Carol where Scrooge is made in his dreams to recognize everything he ever did wrong. It sounds like you've had that.
But I still don't know what I did wrong. The thing is, it was only 10 hours ago.
You're like Scrooge if he was less observant.
You know, usually with the worst moments, we have a bit of hindsight, but I'm still sort of in it. I'm still
seems
sort of
like it.
I'm sort of like.
I don't know that you did anything wrong.
I promise I didn't.
That's good. Well done.
And if I did, I'm sorry. It's all terrible.
You look like you're about to burst into tears. So your eyes are nearly crying.
Oh, I'm so hot again. And I've also, my temperature keeps changing.
You're really ill. Should we be doing this?
No, my dad kept going, I don't think you should do it today. But I kept going, no, I can do it. And I'm 38 degrees. 38 degrees, that's hot, man.
Is it? What should people
36
be?
You should be.
Whoa.
I'm 38. If I
2
hit 30,
degrees.
I was 38.2 this morning. But I was a lot hotter than
if you
than
hit
that,
what?
Then,
like, you were about to say
39, I need to call 111 and I need to get medicated. Anyway, what's your worst moment?
Oh, I know. Well, you think intense. You've had it bad. I went to the gym on Friday because I don't know if I've told this on the podcast or not. I know I've told you about this. I go to the gym twice a week to box, and I started getting recognized, not by several people, just by one guy who recognized me once. But then every time I went in, would speak to me and be like, hey, Jack, I know you from the internet at large. Would you like... No, actually, at first it was just friendly chitter-chatter. And then one week he comes up to me and goes, hey, I'm a... And he's a, you know, he's a guy, he's in good shape. He goes, I do lifting, I do like powerlifting, I do benching. Would you want to do like a session with me one time? And I thought to myself, all I ever do is box. How am I possibly supposed to get big and strong? And I've always kind of wanted to be muscular. So I thought, all right, fuck it. I said to him, you know what? Hold me to that. Yeah, I will. I'll come lifting with you, boy. And I gave him my Instagram. So we could organize this. Anyway, weeks go by and I finally organized a session for last Friday. I thought, great, we're gonna have a great time. I get in, right? Meet this lad. There's a lot of things that go down. The first one I didn't even know was gonna be a problem, but trust me, we'll get back to this later. He gave me his pre-workout drink.
Oh,
prior to the workout, you have to have a drink that it has creatine in it, which means that when your muscles get big, they only get bigger. Electrolytes, so you're hydrated throughout your workout, and it has caffeine. This I was unaware of, and we'll get back to later.
I saw you at the end of this day.
You did see me at the end of this day.
You were a mess.
Yeah, we'll get to it though. So anyway, I go in, I start bench pressing. My personal best, 40 kgs, 2 reps. You may be thinking, that doesn't sound like much.
That isn't much at all.
I've never done it before, so I was pretty proud. But anyway... I did 40 for 2 reps and then I couldn't hack it no more. Just 2 of that. And I thought, that's all I can hack, really.
That is bad.
Of the old bench session. I do that for an hour. I do benching for an hour, right? Of incrementing weights and decreasing weights and all sorts of shit. And I'm thinking, all right, what a great session. Thanks, boy. Next thing you know, he goes, no, we've still got more. He takes me through a fucking gauntlet.
Sorry, you did 2... But single pushes and then went, right, great
no,
session.
No. I did. That was just my best set. Well, that was the heaviest weight I lifted was 40
kg. You did it twice.
I could only do it twice. I couldn't do it anymore. All I've right. never done it before. It was That's my first right. time.
Hey.
Don't bully a beginner, man.
I don't bully. We all have to start somewhere, and you start to there.
That's where I started. But look, I don't want to get caught up in this, because you've really made me feel bad about something I was no. proud of. This
That's
was the
last thing
I don't know if you know this.
Feel.
This was actually the good part of my worst moment of the week, the thing I achieved.
You're
with
not meant
it.
To have a good part.
Yeah, the good part was the thing I achieved.
Okay.
The aftermath was the bad part, and I'm getting there.
You're taking your time.
Because you keep distracting me with talking about how you're better than me, and you're obviously not.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'm done with the benching after an hour. I thought, all right, thank fuck, that's over. I'm going to go home. And he goes, no, we got more. He takes you through a gauntlet of other exercises, like pulling down and dips and all this shit. Right, and I do that for another hour. 2 hours of gymming I do. I've never been in the gym for more than 1 hour at a time ever. But I do 2 hours and I leave.
Wow.
And I'm feeling exhausted, right? But I feel accomplished at this point. And I think, you know what? I'm going to bike ride home. I didn't use my legs. Didn't matter. My energy was depleted. 20-minute bike ride home was hell, right? It was terrible. I thought, oh shit, I've made a mistake. But I finally stumble through the door. And I go, you know what? Finally, I'm home. I struggle to get up the stairs because I'm so weak. I get up the stairs. I go, okay, time to pee. And what I do is this is where I realized something had gone wrong. I start peeing, and out of my penis.
All right.
Flows a neon green liquid. Like, I'm talking literally like Monster Energy.
Oh,
like, it just flows out of me. I piss straight, like, fluorescent green liquid. I think, what the fuck was that in that pre-workout? And as it turns out, as I said, the answer was a lot of caffeine. Now, you know this, because you dealt with the aftermath of this. Apparently, I can't have caffeine. And I tweeted about this, and I think everyone thought it's because it gives me the shits. And that isn't true. I do have IBS, and I do poo easy, but that wasn't what was the problem today. The problem this time was caffeine gives me incredibly bad anxiety. So all of a sudden, I start shaking. And now, like you last night, I'm just, the world feels wrong. And everything feels like it's out to get me. And I'm sore. So I'm just defeated. So I just lay down and play Lego Star Wars, but I'm not enjoying it. I can't even have fun with Lego Star Wars because I'm so damn anxious. So you invited me round, and thankfully you quelled some of my anxiety.
Yeah.
But I had the worst anxiety
of my
life.
You were intense and anxious.
And on top of that, now, what am I? It was Friday this happened. I'm like 4 days out. It's Tuesday now. 5 days, whatever that is. I'm so sourced. I can't lift my arm. I think I've done something to the muscle here. Doing
if you've
this
never
hurts
worked
really
out
bad.
Before, you shouldn't start at 40. You should scale up.
Well, I did scale up. I started lower and built up throughout that session.
Over weeks, not over one session.
Well, I just wanted to see what my top limit was.
I don't trust this guy.
Look, the point is, Tom, I looked in the mirror this morning. I thought, God damn, I've only done one session and my chest is already looking fuller. But then I turned and realized what has actually happened is only one of my chests looks fuller, which I've now realized I think is actually swelling. Because this one really hurts, but it looks great. So either I've done the workout really wrong and I need to really work on this side next week, or I've completely fucked it.
I think you've definitely fucked it. I think I don't have to be a doctor to know that.
Honestly, but
in one
seriously,
session, your chest, one side of your chest.
This one looks great. I look quite strong, but I think it's swelling. And also, I don't like it because when I run down the stairs in the morning to go downstairs, my tit jiggles. I can feel
what
my left.
Did this guy have like steroids
bouncing.
In his drink?
Maybe I've done steroids.
That
I don't know
bad,
what's happened.
I tell you what, these are two bad worst moments to compare to. I don't know whose is worse.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Me too.
Every time I reach up to grab my water flosser from the shelf, it's on the left-hand side. I can't reach with my right hand. It'd be inefficient. Every time I go, and then I grab it and it's horrible. It's ruined my past 5 days.
Wow. Well, we have a lot on our plate, don't we?
Yep.
Jack, guess what else I did because I'm ill yesterday?
What did you do?
I burned my body. I burned it bad.
How?
Because, you know, my temperature regulation's all off.
Yeah, I saw when you came and sat down with a coat on.
Well, I was in the shower and I didn't know how hot it was, but I was cold. And then I thought, but I'm in pain, but I'm still cold. So I kept turning it up. Then I got out of the shower and I was bright red. I was cooked. And I went...
You boiled yourself.
I think I looked at it and now my chest is really tender.
Oh my God, you've actually scalded yourself in the shower.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
That's exactly how I'm feeling, just tender on the chest.
We're the tender chest duo.
Weirdly apt for... I feel like it persists beyond right now. I feel like people could cause that and it wouldn't feel wrong. I wanted to ask you a question, but I actually think you might... I might know the answer.
What?
Well, I caught wind before I came in today that you were ill. And I thought, how bad could it be? So then I thought, well, how bad can it be? Like generally, like, what's how ill have you ever been? Because I know how ill my top end of being ill. What's the illest you've ever been?
This is low end for me.
This is low end.
I had sepsis.
What?
I fell over in primary school and I grazed my knee, and then it was Zelda Day the next day.
What do you mean it was Zelda Day?
You know, because Dad did it at the festival. In the festival, it was Zelda Day.
You're not giving necessary information. What do you mean, because Dad had the festival?
Dad did Game City, which was his gaming festival.
Right, okay, your dad tomorrow ran Game City.
Was Zelda Day. And I remember going to bed and I said, Gran was round. I said, Gran, my leg really, really hurts. And she went, sleep it off. So I went to bed. And then in the morning, I woke up crying. And I went, Mum, I've slept it off, but it's still on. And then Mum went, huh. And then black shit started coming out my... Did it? I don't know. But anyway, then I went to the... I might be lying. Then me and Mum went to the doctor and I threw up all over Mum in the waiting room.
That's horrible
all
down. For her.
And then the doctor went, uh-oh. And then they sent me to the hospital in Nottingham. And then they went, this is real bad. And if it had been like another 4 or 5 days, it would have been like, not amputee level, but it was bad. Sepsis is one that kills you if you don't
sepsis,
get it.
I've had a couple of friends who had sepsis and both of them nearly, like, properly nearly died.
It nearly got me.
It was really touch and go? Is that what that is?
I remember just them feeding me all the drugs in the world. And then when I was finally sobered up...
How long were you in hospital for?
Only like a day. But then...
That's quick for sepsis.
That's a lot when you... Yeah, we caught it early. But then I remember just going, like, is Doctor Who here to all the doctors? Then one doctor came out and, like, pretended to be Doctor Who, but I was old enough to know it wasn't David Tennant. And I was like, shut up.
No, they regenerate, don't they?
But he still hadn't regenerated at this point.
Well, maybe he had, just off camera.
Don't, no. No, he didn't.
You maybe met Doctor Who, man. Seriously. Be more grateful.
That's the most ill I've been, is sepsis.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, right. Well, mine's going to sound silly now.
What's yours? Well, and I was seeing shapes that day. I was seeing some shit. I saw God. I've been so ill a lot of times. And whenever I get this ill, I start seeing shit.
I didn't realize. From a new dimension. Pretty bad now. Like, I've never been.
I'm starting to see.
The probably the most ill I've ever been when I was 3 years old. And I know I was ill because I remember it. And I got the flu. And back then, there's a certain medicine that I'm now forgetting the name of, that was still around in the early 2000s. But it has one of the active ingredients. It's also in Benadryl.
What's Benadryl?
Benadryl's an anti-allergy tablet. But if you take a lot of them, people start intentionally overdosing on it to hallucinate, because there's a hallucinogenic substance when ingested in large amounts. Turns out this kid's medicine that they were giving kids to get rid of like cold and flu symptoms, because I had the flu at like 3, I was pretty bad, you know what I mean? Turns out this medicine also had the same active ingredient and was causing kids to have hallucinogenic trips. But this wasn't known when I was 3 years old and it hadn't quite been discontinued yet.
Oh my God.
So I got given this medication and started hallucinating.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, but not very well. But I remember, like, my perception of distance was all fucked.
Yeah.
I thought things were really, really far away that weren't.
Oh.
And like, I remember like, I seem to distinctly remember a lizard or something. But yeah, I remember being in my parents' bed very ill.
You just reminded me, I once was really ill with the flu when I was like 7 or 8. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I was in my parents' bed. And I was so convinced that my mum was Hagrid. I kept going, Hagrid, Hagrid. My mum was really offended.
Yeah, you would be too. Actually, Hagrid is foul.
I kept going, Hagrid, get away from me, Hagrid. And my mum was like, no, actually, maybe I was comforted. I can't remember. But I don't need to do drugs because once a year I get really ill and I start seeing shit.
Yeah.
So all these people that are doing shrooms, I'm like, why would you pay for something I get for free? Not by choice. And this is my illness. I had one illness earlier this year, but I don't get ill very often, which is I'm really looking
for. No, it seems to hit you hard when it comes.
I get ill.
Yeah. I hope I don't get what you have.
You probably will, given we've been sat close to each other, breathing on one another.
Yeah, but apparently we all went to an event on Thursday and everyone seems to reckon that's where the illness came from. And I've avoided it. So hopefully I'm immune.
Guess where I went before I got ill?
Where'd you go?
I went to the Sarcoma Awards. Mm-hmm. I won myself an award, Jack. Best.
That's good.
I can't remember
done.
What it was called, but it was really nice.
You don't even remember the award.
Like best fella or something.
I believe it was for awareness raised. I saw your post about this.
That sounds more right. So I got this and I was well chuffed. And then they wanted me to present an award. And I was like sort of emotionally ready. I wasn't emotionally ready for it. So I get up and I'm presenting this award for Young Voice of the Year.
Mm.
And then this sweet little girl gets on stage and I go, oh, I'm giving it to her. Mm. She had sarcoma. And I was stood behind her while she gave the most like heartbreaking speech.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, this is tough. Because I was stood behind this girl trying not to cry, but on stage.
I think that's a situation where if you'd have cried, no one would have judged you.
I know, but I thought I should not have just read my little thing off my phone. I should probably have put in a bit more work. Is what I really remember thinking.
Why did she do it off the dome, the little girl?
No, she had it off a little bit of paper, but you can't excuse her. But
can't excuse her?
No, you can. You can. Oh, she can be excused.
I was going to say, I'm like, come on, this is like an ex-cancer patient little girl.
But I was reading it off my phone. I thought, I wish I'd have at least printed it out. I remember just feeling a bit...
I don't think you need to be too ashamed. I think, you know, people will understand the practicality of the mobile device.
The ex-chancellor was there too, Jeremy Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
He followed me. Tough act to follow.
Oh, I thought you meant like on socials.
And no.
They gave you like a follow on X.
What was really tough was because it was a very, very tense room, it would have been perfect to do stand up to cut the tension. And because I was trying to open my envelope.
You shouldn't do stand up at the Sarcoma Foundation.
I didn't, but
Awards.
Here's the thing, I couldn't open the envelope to reveal the girl's name because I was struggling. So I was doing it for ages and it got a massive laugh. And I felt myself. You know when you saw red when Tubbo hit you and you were like. I saw when I got the big laugh, I went, oh, I could get a lot more laughs here. But then I went, no.
You really danced around. I got the laugh. You really danced around.
I'm trying to think what colour would be the opposite of red for laughter.
Green, it would be green.
I thought green, maybe blue, but I couldn't think of one in time. But anyway, I got my first laughter. And then I went, oh, man, I could get so much more laughter right now. It's such a tense room.
Yeah, but...
But I didn't
room.
In the end, I didn't.
I'm proud of you for not doing that.
But it was fucking hard, man.
Well, I'm proud of you. I think you really...
That's matureness.
You know, you really undersell how big it is getting an award like that, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say undersell how good you are at stand-up for not doing that.
No.
Well, no, I was pretty chuffed. I remember thinking, blimey.
That was all. I figured maybe you had a few more words.
No, it was just a really
What
nice...
was your fucking speech? You went out there and go, geez, thanks.
I've got my speech on my phone. It's me being like, this is sick, man. No, I say a bit more than that. But anyway, I was well chuffed. But I'm struggling to recall a lot of the evening now. But it was very emotional and good. And I remember thinking,
well, that's lovely.
This is nice. I'm glad I've done. I'm glad I made an impact.
Yeah, I'm glad you have made an impact. I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. What? Sarcoma. That's it. I'm doing a bit of charity work today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got my 24-hour stream for Calm.
I know you do, because you're banged on about it all week.
Well, I don't know if you know, I'm a bit stressed. I've got 24 hours of streaming to do, and I don't know how like Tubbo does it all the time, like these really long streams. It stresses me.
He's mentally ill.
Maybe, because it stresses me out to like any... like. But I also feel, you know when you do Like, I think a week would be easier because you could just do one thing a day and then just chill out and play games the rest of it. But I like feel like I've got to fill all 24 hours with fun stuff. And that's quite hard. It's a lot to cram into a day.
Yeah, that is hard.
So I'm really struggling with... Well, I have finally organised everything. I've finally got all my... Pretty much. I don't have anyone to go to the gym with me tomorrow for my gym section. I was going to ask you to
You're going
to
maybe lift three.
Well, I'm
time.
Very injured now, so I thought I can't do it by myself. And I was going to ask you, but obviously you don't...
Absolutely would
You don't seem in good stead either.
I can't
either.
Tell you how much I relish in saying I won't be there.
I've got 24 hours
no,
of fun.
Well done for doing your little
Thank you.
Project.
I've got 24 hours of fun. I can talk you through some of the stuff.
Is it really going
to
be fun?
I think so. We got karaoke to close it all up. This will all have happened by the time this is out, so it doesn't matter. I'm spoiling it all. Got karaoke in the evening tomorrow. Tonight I'm decorating a Christmas tree, but the destroyer will stop me.
Who's the destroyer?
Ellie in a dog costume. Oh. But no one will know it's her.
You have a little furry costume.
It's not a furry costume. I've got a big mascot dog costume.
It's good to know what you're into.
This isn't remotely sexual for me. It's charity. Eleanor will be the destroyer, and I have to try and decorate a Christmas tree. But every £100 we raise, the destroyer gets 5 seconds to charge in and ruin my decorations, resetting my progress. It'll be horrible. But I'm willing
to. Tell you what, man, Spielberg.
No one will know it's Eleanor as well. And then when the big reveal comes,
Spielberg must be well jealous of your ideas.
Probably, because he's never done You Laugh, You Lose with Pyrocynical 3. That's going to happen.
He's just done shit like Jaws or Dinosaur.
Never
Park.
Did karaoke. I've never heard Jaws sing. And if he did, I bet it'd be shit.
It's a shark, innit?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it'd be shit. The only good shark I've ever heard make music is Reggae Shark.
Or Baby Shark.
No, I don't like Baby Shark. I do like Reggae Shark, though. He has no political agenda. He just wants
Baby
redemption.
Shark doesn't have a political agenda.
No, but like explicitly in the song, it's stated that Reggae Shark has no political agenda. He just wants redemption. And he also wants ganja.
Who is Reggae Shark?
He was a Rastafarian who was cursed by an evil jelly witch to become a shark. She didn't have no reason, by the way. She was just a bitch.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are these lights getting brighter?
No, they're not.
All right.
No, but I'll move on if you want. But yeah, I've got my 24-hour stream. So that'll be fun. Oh, we went to see our billboard. Spotify kindly put us on a billboard in Leicester Square. Like it's like the Times Square of the UK. They put us on a big billboard there.
Yep.
So why do you seem disdained?
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it.
It's really?
Fun. I liked that we were on there for a minute. I like when we came up at the tube station, I saw us, and then we had to wait 7 minutes for our 10 seconds of fame.
Look, we weren't
on it. Do you think we got any new listeners from this? Do you think we got any Billboard fans that saw us for 10 seconds?
Look, if you saw us on the Billboard and you're now listening, then put a comment down below.
Did any of our viewers go and visit the Billboard?
Yeah, we got plenty. Someone made a puppet of me and took a picture of the me puppet at the Billboard.
Oh, really? Did they go see it? Oh, that's sick.
I'm not... Now, obviously,
take
I'm
it
not,
back, Spotify. I'm
we
sorry.
Haven't quite picked our winner. We made a competition that the best picture taken with the Billboard wins something. We're not sure what that something is yet.
All my snotty tissues from last night.
Probably not that. But right. We were thinking maybe like a signed item of clothing that we've worn on the pod that we don't wear no more or something. That's what we were thinking. But anyway, we haven't picked the winner yet, but I think Puppet Jack Manifold might. They're getting my vote.
All right. Well, I haven't seen none of these.
We'll give you a look through.
No, I want to go home and sleep after this.
Not today.
All right.
The viewers will understand when their item of clothing is delayed that you had a bout of illness.
Yeah.
Good.
But the billboard was all right, wasn't it? It was nice seeing us on there.
I thought it was lovely. You seemed like...
It was quite cold and it was...
We filmed a little vlog for the Patreon.
there was loads of people there, and I didn't like being around loads of people.
It weren't that many. And we had a great time. As I say, we filmed the Patreon vlog. If you're not on the Patreon, by the way, £7 to go see us go to London.
$7, £5.
Oh, sorry, £5, $7. Gosh, what am I like? But we went up on the train, had some fun. I used my MetaQuest 3 on the train. God, was that thrilling.
Stupid MetaQuest.
It was fun. I got to scroll Instagram Reels in front of my very eyes. I didn't need my phone.
Jack wouldn't stop wearing his MetaQuest, and whenever people got on the train, they'd stare at him with a foul look that you couldn't see because you were busy on Reels.
Because I started watching my Netflix documentary.
You would fully go on that by yourself, wouldn't you? You would sit on the train alone and do that.
I genuinely did that as a bit for the vlog, but then about halfway through, when I was watching a Netflix documentary on a big screen in front of me,
still
wasn't
that
having
Vince
to hold
McMahon
anything,
documentary, wasn't
I
it?
Thought, shit, wait, this is actually kind of revolutionary.
Is it though?
Yeah, I'm sat on the train and there's a big screen in front of me with a massive film.
What about this screen you've got in your
it's
pocket?
It's small.
They're getting bigger and bigger. You'd love iPads, mate.
Yeah, but the iPad, look, this has variable screen size. If I want a big movie screen, I've got it. I can't even reach that far because of my injured chest. But if I also want a screen this big, then I have it. I've got options. And also I can have several tabs open. So I have my Netflix documentary here and then my group chat here so I could just check in on the boys. It was great. It was a great computational space that I think it looks a little weird, and I'm not sure it should be, you know, what everyone's doing. But I think if you're bringing a laptop on the train to work, then I don't think it's crazy to bring this headset.
Laptops are way cooler. I look awesome on my.
You're just accepted. You're just part of the norm. You're part of the sheeple. Soon, what I do is going to be the norm, and you're going to talk about it as if I'm cool.
No, I'm not.
Sorry, you're not engaged with this one. I'll change topics again if you need.
No, I'm engaged. I don't even have... It's just wrong and stupid.
I looked
on
weird
an aeroplane,
and I got it.
On an aeroplane, you'd be okay, but not a train.
What's the difference?
Aeroplanes fly.
Fuck it, I know how the difference in the vehicles. I mean, what's the difference in the social standing of being... It's all public transport.
A plane,
transport.
You're going to be on there for like 9 hours and people get you doing your own weird shit. On a train, people are getting on and off and on and off, yep. And someone could steal your bags.
I can see the whole thing is that
I
I'm not
get
in
so
the,
worried about my bags.
The thing,
thing
it has
so.
Passed through, so I'm seeing the real world, but there's screens layered onto it. It's great. It just saves my arms. I don't know if you know, I've got this really sore chest.
I do know.
So it just saves my arms having to hold a screen if I can just sit here like this, and there's a screen there.
It's kind of cool. You just look like a dickhead.
Well, that's fine.
That's not fine.
I can get over looking like a dickhead. We were being filmed for a vlog on a train. It was like the least of our concerns. The big camera pointing in our faces probably made us look more like wankers.
Well, we got 3 cameras here now. Does that mean we're triple as wanker?
Well, no, because we're in our private domicile.
Here's the thing, Jack.
Domicile?
Domicile.
Is that right? I don't know.
I don't want to fight. If we weren't recording now, I'd just go, you know what, Jack? Just do whatever. Just leave me out of it.
I think if we weren't recording now, you'd go to bed.
Yeah, but I'd also go, Jack, I don't want to end on this low note. Just do whatever makes you happy as long as you're not harming anyone, okay? I'm not even too pressed.
I don't think I am. So, thank you. I appreciate your...
It's all right,
you can
man.
Go back to reading your book on Amy Poehler and...
It's fucking awesome
it giving you... Well, I don't know, because it gave you like a weird nightmare that she was coming to get you or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was me and her versus who's going to be the new Lorne Michaels on SNL. And she properly fell out with me last night. And then also we were mates for a bit.
The only time I've heard something similar to that is I remember watching the Fantastic Four 2 movie, which is a confusing thing to say. It's the Fantastic Four second film with the Silver Surfer. It's Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, I think it was called. And I watched that movie, and I believe it's at the start of that one, Reed Richards and the Invisible Woman, whose name I'm forgetting, Sue Storm.
Is it Jeff Goldblum as Reed Richards?
No.
No. All right. No,
I'd remember that. I don't remember who it was, though. But it was Sue Storm and Reed Richards. They get married at the start of the film, but their wedding is hijacked by villainy.
Oh, no. What villain?
I forget. Probably Doctor Doom. I got really ill that night and started dreaming that I was there at this wedding. And it was like I was getting very stressed. Every time I'd fall back to sleep, I'd be back in the same dream. So I wake up and go, oh, thank God it wasn't real. And I go back to sleep and go, oh, my God, I'm here again. And I'd be at this, like, fucking wedding under terror. Be horrible. So I kind of relate to your Amy Poehler thing in a strange way. Oh, have you heard Schlatt's Christmas album?
No.
Really?
I heard Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, but I preferred the Bruce Springsteen version. So I listened to it, went not as good, and then turned it off.
You need to listen to that. It's really good. I'm quite proud of him. You know, he told me when we were in Japan last year, over a year ago, he's like, I'm going to make a Christmas album. I was like, damn, I hope he sticks to it. And he did. And you know what? He made a fucking great thing. And I was like, well done, man. Really proud of him.
Well done, Schlatt.
I'm shocked you love Schlatt and everything he does. I'm
not
just really
anymore.
Shocked you haven't.
No, I love Bo Burnham, Steve Martin, and Bruce Springsteen.
I'm shocked you haven't listened to it.
No, I watched a lot of Bo Burnham last night, though, and listened to Steve Martin and Bruce Springsteen when I was ill. I don't need to listen to
it. You don't have
Christmas
time for
album.
8 tracks of Christmas Wonder? Christmas
I don't need
Joy.
To. I can imagine what it's going to be like. And
right.
Then
give us a rendition. How's it go?
It's like if Frank Sinatra was singing some Christmas songs.
Yeah. But guess what, Tom? Frank Sinatra is dead.
Yeah.
He's not here to sing for us anymore. My good friend Jay Schlatt is.
I'm just not in the Jay Schlatt fandom in quite the same way I was. I've grown up, Jack.
Well, I was very impressed. I think people should listen to it. It really inspired me. It makes me want to do like a Christmas album one year or something. I want to sing some Christmas songs. I love crooning. I love swing. And I think, why have I never done a little swing song? I'd love to. So it got me inspired. It's inspired me.
It's not really inspiration, is it? It's more copying.
No, it isn't, because I'm not going to do the same song. You think Jay Schlatt now owns swing?
Don't use Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, because Bruce is just going to be better.
Will he?
100 million%.
I've never listened to this Bruce guy, but I'm not too, not got high hopes.
What does that mean?
You're really into Bo Burnham, who I don't think is the greatest musician of all time.
He's
and I
not
just
the
think...
greatest musician of all time. He's the greatest alternative left-wing comedian of all time so far, until in a couple of years, when a little guy named Tom Simons will burst.
Is he alternative left-wing? Is that how you describe him? What's alternative? He's on the alt left. That's what you've just described.
Yeah. Alternative comedy and it's left wing.
Is it? Because he said all those slurs.
Yeah, but he didn't mean it.
That's the difference between the left and the right wing. They all say slurs, but one group means it.
He acknowledged it sort of an inside that he regrets it, I think.
Oh, that's good. Glad he regrets it.
Yeah, he was like, I shouldn't have said all those.
Not a massive fan of Bo Burnham. Tom really likes him, but I've just never really taken it.
I think I wish he'd say less slurs. But I guess it was. He sort of still has that 2014 edgy humour. But I'm so glad we're out of that.
Spotify Wrapped's coming up. I had a big music section. We keep getting distracted, but I had a lot of music-related questions because I'm just really into the music at the minute. Spotify Wrapped's coming up. I don't know when it's going to happen. It might have already happened by the time this episode comes out.
I imagine mine's going to be a lot of Bruce Springsteen and Bo Burnham.
Well, yeah, it's not out yet. And I wonder what your predictions were.
No, honestly, mine's going to be so weird because of all the Kanye West from earlier this year. It's going to be a weird, weird, weird Wrapped for me. What about for you?
I don't know.
What do you even like?
At the minute, I've been listening to... I'll be honest, I've actually been listening to a lot of Schlatt's Christmas album at the moment. But oh, wow. Christmas season comes, I put on the Christmas music, man. But prior to that, obviously, I listened to Chromacopia when it dropped. That was great.
That's
really
good.
Enjoyed that. But I've not listened to much Tyler this year. I don't think he'll make the list.
Did you like Kendrick's new album?
I didn't listen to it. I saw that one track and everyone like dogging on it online.
What track?
There's one track that everyone dogged on. I don't know what it was, but I saw a lot of people like shitting on one particular track. But I thought it sounded pretty good.
I really liked TV Off. I thought it was very good.
But I didn't listen to Kendrick's new album yet. So that definitely won't make it.
What's your favourite song on Chromacopia?
Ooh.
Mine's Paranoid or Saint Chroma.
Yeah, you said
Chromacopia.
That
bit's
it is good. No, I don't know. Oh, that's a very good question. Oh, Thought I Was Dead, I really like.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Ratata. I think I like both of those.
I like Ratata. I like the first three. They've really flow well. Mm. Oh, here's one for you. I came round to yours after we did the great You Laugh, You Lose battle.
Yeah, what did you think of that? How did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. But what was weird was...
Seemed very dismissive.
What was weird was afterwards, you're like, oh, now I've got my next job to do. And you mentioned it earlier in the podcast. So you're 100% in Lego Star Wars, A Complete Saga.
Mm.
But like to your own health detriment. Like you
not
were playing
health detriment.
It, you were just like miserable and you're like, I'm not going to Google it. I would use it in-game cheats, but I'm not going to Google it. And just like...
I did Google one in the end. Got very stuck.
It was just weird watching you play. It's like this weird torture thing. You're like, it's my job.
No, I decided that I wanted to play Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga because I grew up playing Lego Star Wars 1 and 2, but I never played The Complete Saga, which is, of course, if you know, where they take Lego Star Wars 1 and 2 and they stitch them together.
You didn't play the new game, Skywalker Saga, which has incredible reviews. You thought, I'm going to play the really old
game. No, because I want to play it because of nostalgia, not because of having new experiences.
But this one will be similar.
No, it's very different. I've seen the gameplay footage. I do want to play it, but it's incredibly different.
Okay.
It's nothing like... That was why people liked it so much. It was a real break from the mold for the Lego games. But what I was looking for at the time was the mold. Sure. I've been playing Lego Star Wars, the complete saga. And I decided I was going to 100% complete it. What I didn't realize is it's notoriously one of the hardest Lego games to 100% complete. Because there's a lot of criteria to 100% complete it that did not persist into future games. Such as the challenge mini kits or the super stories. The super stories taking an hour each and there's six of them. You have to be less than an hour, but up to an hour each. So, you know, it could be quite a while. It's been taking... It's been a long journey. And I haven't done any of the super stories yet. I've got a few more challenges to go. I've probably got about 8 more hours on my plate before I'm done. And I want to get all the achievements. I added that bonus.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
I don't know. I just made it my mission. And I like when my tasks feel productive.
This isn't productive.
It feels it. Because at the end, I get to say 100% completed Lego Star Wars, the complete saga. Something I would not be able to say, given I did not go through this experience.
Yeah, okay.
I probably shouldn't be taking it as seriously as I am.
You're taking it very seriously.
But I like discipline.
Do you? Because I haven't got that impression from you over the years.
I like to feel that I have discipline.
You like tricking yourself.
Potentially. Yes. I am enjoying it, but I enjoyed about 80% of it, but now I'm in that last very grindy sort of 7% of the game to complete.
Sorry, that was a bit harsh saying you trick yourself. But that's all just right. My ill bitterness.
It's true.
But hey, I'm glad. I think that if it's making you happy, which it doesn't seem that it is.
No, it will. It'll pay off.
Will it?
Yeah. It'll feel good.
What if the profile got deleted or something?
I haven't really thought about that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm wearing my branded socks today so I can harness the power of brands for my illness.
Oh my God, you're mixed on, matching.
I've got Logitech on one, I've got YouTube on the other.
Well, as I say, I've got my Japan socks.
Oh gosh.
You bought me these.
Hey, what's this? Silimus and Jack's surprise. Do you have a surprise?
I have a surprise for Silimus, but I think Silimus would have happened by the time this comes out.
What's
so
your surprise?
I think I might. Because Max, I didn't know this. We all get
what
10 minutes on
to the audience.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I should explain. Thank you. Silimus is Max's Christmas thing he does every year where he gets different creators to sing Christmas songs and then he compiles them into an album. But this year, instead of doing it on live stream, well, he is doing it on live stream again, but instead of doing it just on a live stream, it's also a live performance. Like, we're going to be on stage really performing these songs. And he's called back all the old cast. Myself from Silimus 1.
Me.
Which Silimus were you in? 2?
I guess.
When did you
not that heavily invested in the Silimus universe.
But you were in it.
I was in the one last year.
You were in Silimus 2.
Okay.
That's okay. But look, we...
What's your surprise?
Well, I didn't see until... I've not really been checking the Discord server for Silimus that he's planning it all in. And he said, everyone needs to have a bit. I went, what? And he went, well, you all get 10 minutes on stage. I thought, but Max, my song is 2 minutes 40. That leaves me 7 minutes 20 of... Like,
well, air. What are you going to do?
Well, I had a panic, is what I did. I went, shit, I don't have a thing planned. I don't have time. I've got this 24-hour stream. I don't have time to plan, you know, a bit.
No.
So I thought, shit, well, I'm going to do the only thing I know how. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to surprise the people with a second song.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to sing a different song, but I need to now learn a different song. This maybe was actually more work, but I've decided.
Is it going to be a Christmas song or like...
Of course it's going to be a Christmas song. No, I'm going to go out and perform St. Chroma.
That would be sick.
No, I don't even... Right, where is it? Oh, the worm's over there. Can I get the worm, please?
Before we get into the worm, Jack, I've been hanging out with my squirrel friends.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you had more topics.
I got a squirrel on my lap.
Sorry, should I just put him back then?
Just leave him there. I got a squirrel on my lap, and I got a squirrel on my arm, and I got two squirrels on my bench. Jack, I figured out the key to squirrels. The key is nuts, which obviously makes sense, but they run up to
me.
That's
been documented for years. And this is the squirrel noise.
Make that noise, they go. And then they sprint over to me. And
right.
They're really good mates for me now.
That's good that you befriended squirrels.
I needed it.
Are you doing all right at the minute?
What do you mean?
Just your profuse effort to befriend squirrels.
Like, I've been doing this all year.
Yeah, but you have had a difficult year, and I just think...
Yeah, but when
you've lost a lot of people over the course of the year, and I just wonder whether you're trying to fill that hole with squirrels.
In January, when I hadn't lost much, I was still hanging out with the squirrels before tour rehearsals.
Right.
But now, my bond with the squirrels is tighter than ever. Okay.
I suppose squirrels can never get... Well, no, I'm not going to...
What, can never get what?
Exposed for being bad people.
No, no. There's this one squirrel that's a dick.
Yeah, but you know.
I know, so I stopped feeding him.
Exactly. Well, squirrels are so surface level, they can't, you know, pull the wool over your eyes.
But
there's
one called, I call Cloudy Eye, because he has a bright white cloudy eye. He's lovely, but I haven't seen him for a while. I'm worried he's dead. But I like Cloudy Eye.
How's the worm doing, man? I'm going to befriend the worms.
No,
I'm befriending the worms. Don't spit. Did you hock tour the worms?
Mate, I was hock touring all night last night into this little tissue.
Oh, you know what hock tour is. Oh, we got some worms today, right here. I saw some people on like Twitter saying they're lying to you. There's no worms in here. So I don't know whether we need to up the resolution of these cameras, but look, there are worms. There's one there and one... well, that might actually be the same worm, but... Look, there's a worm. Oh, there's even more of it. I think it's quite one very long worm. I'll see if I can get him to move.
They're dirty. We should get a squirrel in a cage.
This is a very weird pose I'm doing.
I could bring the squirrels around, you know? We just have to go to the park.
They're not coming. No, well, they're not moving, but they are there.
Oh, there's
another one there. Oh, they're all down the bottom.
I mean,
well. Yeah, there was a bit of... there was something on the outside that
I've
felt odd.
I properly sweated through this because it got really, really, really hot.
Right, well, more of that to come over on the Patreon. I'm just going to call it. I don't know if I know how to navigate Tom anymore, but damn it, I'm going to try. We have plenty of topics planned for you because we actually didn't get through all the topics we wanted to speak about today.
Well, let's go over to the Patreon, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We love you to bits.
But not as much as we love our Patreons.
Man,
£5.
Hopefully by the time this came out, that thing that I did hasn't came out.
Patreon!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.